It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. President Obama will be in Atlanta this afternoon, his only public event, an address to the Convention of the Disabled American Veterans. And Veterans Affairs Secretary Bob McDonald will be with the president. He joins us now. Mr. Secretary, welcome and thank you.
Good morning, Dennis. It's great to be here with you this morning.
At the convention, you just announced that Atlanta will be the home of a new mental health crisis call line center for veterans. It's the second call center of its kind, as I understand it. Will that be enough, do you think, though, to prevent what we've seen, the diversion of crisis calls to voicemail that we've been hearing so much about?
Yeah, Dennis, this crisis line here in Atlanta, the new one we will establish, will virtually double our capability. We've seen a huge increase in the number of crisis line calls that we've received over the past few years. That's actually relatively good news because it means that people are connecting. People are noticing when people are in trouble. They're getting the crisis line number. They're connecting. And then we're able to apply the kinds of services that help prevent suicide.
But will this call line center be enough to handle that increase that you just talked about?
We think so. And that's why we're doing it. What we know is if we can get veterans in crisis connected to us, we can help reduce the probability of suicide.
Doesn't the problem of veteran suicides, and you hear the number all the time, 20-some per day, doesn't that problem, though, demand much more than call centers, helpful as those are? Because even when vets in crisis are on the VA's radar, and we saw this in Atlanta, in many cases it's hard for them to get timely care.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what we need to do is connect all veterans immediately to mental health professionals who can deal with this problem. That's the reason we've hired more mental health professionals in the VA. It's the reason we've expanded our clinic hours. It's the reason that we have a mental health professional on in our emergency rooms. It's the reason we're expanding the crisis line. It's the reason we've developed a predictive model. We've developed a predictive model that, you know, if you run the model on any given individual, those who finish in the top 0.1% of that model are 80 times more likely to try to take their lives. So trying to get ahead of this and being able to predict it becomes a key element.
Well, what would you say to folks, and Donald Trump has certainly highlighted this, that none of this is enough, that we're still seeing the suicide rate at a persistently high level, and what we're doing is not what has been adequate to address the problem?
Well, we have an issue in this country. We have a mental health problem in this country, and President Obama has taken several actions to help avert it. Part of that is we've got to get more mental health professionals through medical school. I've been to over 24 medical schools recruiting doctors, and when I go there, I discover that very few doctors are willing to go into mental health professions. So one of the things we talked yesterday with Senator Isaacson when we were together at the Disabled American Veteran Convention was increasing the loan reimbursement rate if mental health professionals or if doctors would go into the mental health profession. We also have a reimbursement rate issue. I was at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, connected with Harvard Medical School a few days ago, and the CEO there told me every mental health patient walks in the door, they lose $100. So this is a total system problem for the United States. It's not just a VA problem, but obviously we're taking all the steps we can, and the president has also taken many steps and issued many orders to improve mental health in this country.
Our colleagues at NPR recently did an extensive series of reports on problems with the Veterans Choice Program, which covers mental health and many other things, and it was supposed to fix the chronic problems of wait times and delays in care, and it has problems itself. So what can you say to people who wonder if Veterans Choice will end up working at all?
Well, when the Veterans Choice Act was passed in the fall of 2014, it was imperfect. And we've been working to improve it, ever since then. And as a result of that, we've been able to get a lot more veterans in for care. We have seen more veterans come for care, but we've been able to improve the care. The average wait times now for the VA are roughly 5 days for primary care, 6 days for specialty care, and about 2 days for mental health care. We've done that by expanding care in the community, as you call it, the CHOICE Act. We've increased the options for veterans. We've authorized 3.2 million instances of care in the community from June of 2015 to May of 2016. That's 7% more than the prior year. And we've also put together a comprehensive plan, which we discussed yesterday with Senator Isaacson. We put together last October to rationalize the 7 different ways of getting care in the community into one. We're still waiting for that legislation to pass in Congress.
Very quickly, though, has the effort to cut down those wait times at the front end slowed down the handling of appeals at the back end because you've had to move resources around?
Well, wait times and appeals really don't correlate. Appeals correlates more with the disability claims. There was a peak of the disability claim backlog of 611,000 in 2013. That's now down 90% to around 70,000 or so. Because we've gotten that backlog of claims down, the number of appeals have actually gone up. Just because the appeals have stayed constant about 10-11%, but 10-11% of a larger number means the appeals have gone up. That's why we've put together legislation, which we've given to Congress. It's free. It doesn't cost any money. That would allow us within 5 years to get to where it would only take us inside a year to judge an appeal. So we're working with Congress to get that passed. Senator Isaacson and I talked about that yesterday with the disabled American veterans.
We've got about 10 seconds here. Would you like to stay on as VA Secretary no matter who wins the White House?
Well, I went to West Point. I served in the 82nd Airborne Division as an Airborne Ranger Infantry Officer. I believe in serving my country. That decision is not up to me. It's up to the next President of the United States.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Bob McDonald. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it, and welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you, Dennis. Good to talk to you.